God.
Galatians chapter 3.
Galatas 3.
Galatians chapter 3. Beginning in verse 6.
Versículo 6.
I'd like to preach the whole chapter, but we don't have time, so I'll just read a portion of these verses. Galatians chapter 3 and 6. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, everybody say of faith. Anybody of faith today?
¿Alguien de fe? ¿Alguien es de fe el día de hoy?
Anybody feel faith in your spirit?
¿Alguien siente fe en su espíritu el día de hoy?
You don't have to have all the faith.
No tienes que tener toda la fe.
You just have to have enough to get started.
Nomás lo suficiente para empezar.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And the scripture, for seeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before, everybody say before,
predique enfrente,
the gospel unto Abraham. Where did Abraham receive the gospel? Before he preached the gospel to Abraham, saying, in thee shall all the nations be blessed. When Abraham received the promise,
cuando Abraham recibió la promesa,
he received the down payment on the gospel.
Recibió el enganche.
And he began to move forward in his world,
y empezó a caminar adelante en su mundo,
so that all the nations could be blessed.
Para que todas las naciones fueran bendecidas.
Everybody say, so then,
todos digan, entonces,
they which be of faith,
ellos fueron de fe,
are blessed with faithful Abraham.
Bendecidos con Abraham.
So if you have faith today,
si tiene fe el día de hoy,
and you engage your faith in what the word of God gives you,
y activa su fe con lo que la palabra de Dios le da,
all of the blessings of Abraham will be appropriated to you today before you leave this service.
Todas las bendiciones de Abraham serán puestas en usted el día de hoy antes de irse.
You may not feel blessed today,
quizá no se sienta bendecido el día de hoy,
but you can leave the house of God blessed,
pero se puede ir de la casa de Dios bendecido,
with good measure,
aleluya,
press down,
hallelujah,
shaken together,
todo junto,
and running over.
Hallelujah.
Verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, praise God, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Praise God. I want to preach for just a few moments on possessing the kingdom.
Quiero predicar por algunos momentos.
Praise God.
Poseer
anybody want to possess
reino.
The kingdom today?
¿Alguien quiere poseer el reino el
Why
día
don't
de
you
hoy?
Lift up your voice and your hands and make some noise?
Levante su mano, levante su boca, haga ruido.
God, we love you.
Hallelujah.
We praise you, Jesus. Fill this house, oh God. Give us the kingdom today in all of its power and glory and anointing and grace, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God today.
Dios lo bendiga. Tome su asiento.
Praise God. High five somebody next to you and tell them you look good in God's house. If you believe it, look at somebody else and tell them before we leave something's going to happen. Anybody expecting God for a miracle today? It's the will of God. Praise God that somebody leave redeemed and healed and saved today. I want to continue today in the vein that we were in on Wednesday night.
Quiero continuar el tema del miércoles.
We discussed the anatomy of possession.
Hablamos de la anatomía de la posesión.
And we talked about the fact that there is a structure to occupying and possessing the kingdom of God.
Hablamos que hay una estructura para poder poseer el reino de Dios.
God has blessings for us.
Dios tiene bendiciones para nosotros.
But there's an order and a structure to it.
Pero hay una orden y una estructura.
And there are a lot of people in our world today that just want to believe.
Y hay mucha gente el día de hoy que no más quiere creer.
And they just want to have what they call faith.
Y no más quiere tener fe.
But they don't want to engage in action.
Pero no quieren activar en acciones.
They don't want to do anything.
No quieren hacer nada.
But you can have blessings all day long.
Pero puedes tener bendiciones todo el día.
And potential.
Y potencial.
But you have to put your faith into motion.
Pero tienes que poner tu fe en acción.
That's what our sister did this morning.
Es lo que la hermana hizo el día de hoy.
Where she said, I believe.
Cuando ella dijo, yo creo.
But he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Ya que le cree bautizado será salvo.
He that believeth as the scripture has said.
Como dice la escritura.
Out of his belly.
De su interior.
Shall flow rivers of living water.
Serán ríos de agua viva. Hallelujah.
You got to put your faith into action today.
Tienes que poner tu fe en esa acción el día de hoy.
Praise God.
Gloria sea Dios.
And we read from Deuteronomy chapter 1.
Y leímos de Deuteronomio capítulo 1.
Moses had set everything up for the people of God.
Moisés había dado el perfecto a la gente de Dios.
He had set things in order for them to go into the land.
Había puesto cosas en orden para entrar a la tierra. Aleluya.
We got another one going down in the
Aleluya.
Water in Jesus'
Uno más,
name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, somebody praise God.
Alguien glorifica a Dios. Aleluya.
Come on, he's praying for the Holy Ghost.
Ore por el Espíritu Santo. Aleluya.
You've come too late to tell me the Holy Ghost is not for today. In the last days, saith God, I'm going to pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Come on, it's revival time in the house of God. It's a day for a breakthrough. It's a day for deliverance. Praise God. It's one thing to have a promise from God.
Tener una promesa de Dios.
But it's another thing to go and take your promise.
Pero es otra cosa ir y agarrarla de Dios.
It's another thing to possess the land.
Otra cosa poseer la tierra.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
So he begins to tell the Israelites.
Y empieza a decirle a los israelitas.
In verse 8 of chapter 1 of Deuteronomy. He says, behold, I have set the land before you. It had been many years of believing God for a promise.
Habían pasado varios años creyendo la promesa de Dios.
It was many years of a generation of unbelief dying off, not going into promise.
Años de generaciones que han muerto sin creer a Dios.
He begins to tell them that everything God told your forefathers,
les digo todo lo que Dios le dijo a su parentela, sus padres,
everything that God told Abraham and Isaac and Jacob,
todo lo que le fue dicho a Abraham, Isaac,
is now in front of you.
Está ahora enfrente de ustedes. Aleluya.
Every promise in the book that's been written,
cada promesa que fue escrita en el libro,
they belong to you.
Les pertenece a ustedes.
Behold, I have set the land in front of you. Go
mirad,
in and possess the land which God swore unto your fathers.
Posee la tierra delante de ustedes que fue dado a sus padres.
Unto Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
Abraham, Isaac y Jacob.
To give unto them and their seed after them.
Ahí su descendencia delante de ellos.
He was telling them it's time to get up.
Es tiempo de pararnos.
It's time to go and take it.
Es tiempo de ir y tomarla.
Because your enemy came to your mama and daddy in the garden.
Porque el enemigo vino a tu padre y a tu madre.
And he came and stole the environment away.
Y se robó eso.
But it's time for you to go back.
Pero es tiempo de ir para atrás.
And it's time for you to engage your enemy.
Y tiempo de actuar tu energía.
It's time for you to take back.
De traer para atrás.
What the adversary has stolen from you.
Lo que el adversario te robó.
Can I tell somebody here today?
Le puedo decir a alguien hoy.
If the enemy took your peace away,
si el amigo te robó tu paz,
it's time for you to stop sitting on the sideline.
Es tiempo de parar de estar sentado,
waiting for somebody else to get your peace.
Esperando que alguien más agarre
But
tu
it's
paz.
Time for you to stand up.
Es tiempo que tú te pares,
and say, I'm taking ownership.
Y digas, yo soy dueño
of
de eso,
my own peace today. I'm going to get everything
voy a agarrar todo
that the enemy stole.
Que el enemigo me robó.
I'm going to take the land.
Voy a tomar la
I'm
tierra.
Going to occupy the land.
Voy a ocupar la
I'm
tierra.
Going to possess the land.
Voy a poseer la tierra.
There's a moment in time
hay un momento en el
when
tiempo
you just have to stand up
donde tienes que pararte
and say today
y decir, hoy,
I'm taking the land.
Voy a tomar la tierra.
Today
hoy,
I'm going to own my own
voy a ser
life.
Dueño de mi vida.
Today
hoy,
I'm going to walk in the blessings
voy a
of God.
Caminar en las bendiciones de Dios.
Somebody give God a shout of praise.
Alguien glorifique el nombre de Dios. Aleluya. Alguien aplauda.
There's a point where you realize
hay un punto donde realizas
if I'm going to have what God has promised to me,
si voy a tener lo que Dios me dio a mí,
there's a day
hay un día.
There is a moment
un momento
when I make a decision
cuando yo decido
that I'm not waiting on somebody else to hand it to me.
Que no voy a esperar que alguien más me la dé.
There are people here today.
Hay gente el día de hoy.
Your life's been broken for a long time.
Tu vida ha estado quebrada por mucho tiempo.
But the Holy Ghost sent me to preach to you.
Pero el Espíritu lo mandó a que predicara el día de hoy.
This can be the day.
Y que dijera, hoy es el día.
When you stand up and take your hope back.
Cuando tú te paras y arrebatas
this
tu esperanza.
Can be the season.
Hoy puede ser la temporada.
When you stand up and get your victory back.
Cuando te paras y agarras tu victoria.
Come on, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
Mientras el reino es
But the violent take it by force.
Aleluya, arrebatado por los violentos. Aleluya.
There's a point where you must go to the enemy's camp.
Hay un momento que tienes que huir al enemigo.
And you must take what the enemy has stolen from you.
Tienes que agarrar lo que te robó.
But before you take it,
pero antes de tomarlo,
you have to understand.
Tienes que entender
that in the mind of God,
en la mente de Dios.
Every structure in the physical world
cada estructura en el mundo físico
was intended to be the vineyard of God.
Fue intentado ser para Dios.
It's not the will of God for the enemy to have the schoolhouse.
No es la voluntad de Dios que el enemigo tenga la escuela.
But it's the will of God for the church to have the schoolhouse.
Pero es la voluntad de Dios que la iglesia tenga la escuela. Aleluya.
It's not the will of God for the enemy to have the courthouse.
Oh, no es la voluntad de Dios que tenga
because
la
the Bible says that judgment begins at the house of God.
Porque el juicio empieza en la casa de Dios.
Somebody needs to go and take vengeance.
Alguien tiene que
somebody
para
needs
atrás.
To go and take justice.
Alguien tome la justicia para atrás.
When God set this all into motion,
cuando Dios puso todo en acción,
he envisioned every structure being the garden of God.
Tuvo la visión de toda estructura en el jardín de
that's
Dios.
That's every community.
Cada comunidad.
That's every municipality.
Cada municipio.
That's every home and family.
Cada hogar, cada familia.
But because of the fall,
pero por una falla,
humanity lost his leverage.
La humanidad perdimos
against the forces of darkness.
Contra las fuerzas del enemigo.
And from that point on,
desde ese punto en adelante,
humanity has been seeking to regain leverage.
La humanidad ha buscado tratar de volver a agarrarla.
But in the mind of God today,
pero la mente de Dios el día de hoy,
if you have the Holy Ghost,
si tienes el Espíritu Santo,
if you've been baptized in Jesus' name, like our sister was today,
en el nombre como nuestra hermana,
it's the first day of the rest of your life.
Es el primer día el resto de
because
tu vida.
You don't have to live in fear
porque
anymore.
No que vivir en miedo.
You don't have to live in depression
no
anymore. You don't have to live in anxiety
no
anymore.
Ansiedad el día de hoy.
Your family doesn't have to live under the heel
tu
of the adversary.
No va a estar
but he
por el
whom
enemigo.
The Son has set free
por aquel que el Señor
is
liberó.
Free indeed.
Es libre.
It's time to take dominion.
Es tiempo
it's
tomar
time
el bien
to take Dios. Possession.
Toma posesión. Aleluya.
Somebody needs to take the kingdom today.
Alguien necesita tomar posesión de eso el día de hoy.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And this is how you take it.
Y así lo tomas.
You understand who you are.
Entiendes quién eres.
You understand that you were created in the image of God.
Que fuimos creados en la imagen de Dios.
And after his likeness.
Y después de su grandeza.
You understand that at your original creation that you have creative power.
Que fuimos creados con poder el diseño original.
Hell doesn't have creative power.
Aleluya.
Hell cannot take anything from you that you don't give to him.
El enemigo no puede quitarte nada que él no te dio. Aleluya.
But you have power to create.
Pero tú tienes poder el día de hoy.
You have power to create your own peace of mind.
Para crear tu pensamiento.
You have power to create your own internal stability.
Tu estabilidad interna lo puedes
but
crear
it's
tú.
Not by your power.
Pero no es por tu poder.
It's still not by might.
No es, aleluya.
Nor is it by power.
No es por poder.
But it is by my spirit, saith
Pero
the
es
Lord.
Por mi Espíritu, el Señor.
The Holy Ghost has given you power
el Espíritu Santo
to tread on serpents and scorpions.
Escorpiones,
He's given
serpientes.
You dominion over every fowl of the air
y dominion sobre
and every
demonio.
Beast of the field
toda bestia del
and
campo.
Everything that creeps upon the ground.
Y toda cosa que se quiera acercar
Anybody
a ti,
walking
aleluya.
In dominion today?
¿Alguien tiene dominación
Anybody
sobre
walking
eso?
In power today?
Estamos caminando en poder el día
oh,
de hoy.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
God prophesied to Abraham concerning his life.
Dios le dio la profecía a Abraham con su, de su vida.
But embedded in the prophecy about Abraham.
Pero adentro de la profecía de Abraham.
The promise and the prophecy.
La promesa en la profecía.
He would also extend from Abraham.
También iba a extender de Abraham.
A promise to his children.
Una promesa para sus hijos.
You see, you're not doing anything in isolation.
Sabes, no estás haciendo nada estando solo.
What you do today is not just affecting you.
Lo que es el día de hoy no solamente me afecta a mí y a ti.
If you do or do not walk in dominion,
si lo haces o no lo haces,
it will not be just you that is affected.
No te afectará solamente a ti.
But when God made a promise to Abraham,
pero cuando Dios le prometió a Abraham,
He said, Abraham, if you walk up and down on the promise,
Abraham, si tú caminas la promesa,
your children will be blessed.
Sus hijos serán bendecidos.
I'm not just doing this for myself today.
No lo estoy haciendo simplemente para mí.
But I'm securing a promise for my baby.
Estoy asegurando una promesa para mis bebés.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
There is no promise for one generation.
No hay una promesa simplemente para una generación.
That does not affect another generation.
Que no afecta a la siguiente generación.
God desires to do something so radical in our life today.
Dios quiere hacer algo radical en nuestra vida el día de hoy.
That it reverberates throughout your generations.
Que él manda en medio de la generación.
The Bible said that a wise man will leave an inheritance for his children's children.
Un hombre sabio deja una
so if you choose to be a worshiper today,
si tú quieres adorar el día de hoy, ser
the blessings that flow as a result of that
las bendiciones que vengan por
are going to continue to flow through another generation.
Continuarán a la siguiente generación.
I'm
Aleluya.
Not just worshiping for myself
no
today,
estoy simplemente orando por mí mismo,
but I'm worshiping to appropriate blessings
para generación
for
que viene.
Another generation.
Por otra generación.
Because one generation
porque una generación
is going to declare His goodness
va a declarar su grandeza
to another generation.
Hacia otra generación.
High five somebody next to you.
Dele usted una palma al que está al lado
de usted. I'm doing this for my children.
Diga, estoy haciendo
and
esto
I'm
por
doing
mis hijos.
This for your children.
Por tus hijos.
And I'm doing this for our children's children.
Por los hijos de nuestros hijos. Aleluya.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And we tend to think about generational curses.
Y pensamos en la maldición de generaciones.
But it works in both directions.
Pero trabaja de la misma manera.
You're thinking today, many people are thinking about the pathology.
Mucha gente piensa en patología el día de
You're
hoy.
Thinking about the problem today.
El problema el día de hoy.
But you have to reverse that conversation in your life.
O tienes que cambiar esta conversación en tu vida.
You have to understand that when you don't do what God has called you to do.
Tienes que entender que cuando no haces lo que Dios te mandó a hacer.
It'll cause curses in your life.
Va a ser maldición en tu vida.
But turn that around.
Pero voltéalo, cámbialo.
When you do exactly what God has called you
cuando
to do.
Exactamente lo que Dios
it's
te mandó a hacer.
It's going to bring blessings in
va a traer
your
bendiciones
life.
En tu vida.
And I'll tell you this.
Y te digo esto,
if you're faithful to God,
si eres fiel a Dios,
in your lifetime,
en tu vida,
you will see the results of that in your children.
Verás la, el resultado
Do
de tus
I have
hijos.
A witness in the house
Tengo
of
un testigo
God.
En la casa de Dios.
Can anybody stand up and say, I'm
¿Alguien te puede
watching
parar
God?
Y decir, Aleluya.
Do the miraculous in my babies.
Aleluya, los milagros en mis hijos.
Woo, that's a reason to get excited today.
Esa es la razón de estar alegre el día de hoy. Aleluya. Aleluya.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
That's the beauty of what was launched in the book of Acts.
Eso es la belleza de lo que se perdió en el libro de los Hechos.
When the Holy Ghost was poured out in Acts chapter 2.
Cuando vino el Espíritu Santo en el capítulo 2 de Hechos.
Praise God, they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance.
Empezaron a hablar en lenguas extrañas.
And the world didn't understand it.
Y el mundo no los entendía.
But guess what?
Pero ¿sabe qué?
The world still doesn't understand speaking in tongues.
Aún el día de hoy el mundo no entiende
hablar
en lenguas.
And there's still a generation of preaching today that'll tell you it's not for today.
Hay una generación que dice no el día de hoy.
But guess who's going to suffer if we don't preach speaking in tongues?
Pero ¿sabe quién va a sufrir?
Another generation is going to die off.
Otra generación va a morir.
Never knowing what it feels like.
Sin saber
to have joy unspeakable.
Aleluya,
and
ador,
full of glory.
Aleluya.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios. Aleluya.
When Peter stood up to preach,
cuando Pedro se paró a predicar,
he said, "These are not drunk as you suppose."
Dijo, estos no están ebrios o borrachos.
Can I tell you today that it's still the will of God?
Te puedo decir que es aún la voluntad de Dios.
That when you come to church,
cuando vengas a la iglesia,
people seem a little bit drunk.
Que la gente se ve media ebria, borracha.
Is anybody tired of dead church? Anybody tired of dead religion?
¿Alguien está cansado de la religión muerta?
It's still the will of God.
Hallelujah.
For it to be fire.
Que haya lumbre, fuego.
Set up in our bones.
Hallelujah. En todos nuestros huesos. Hallelujah.
We didn't come to have dead church today.
No venimos a tener una iglesia muerta.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
But when the Holy Ghost was poured out,
pero cuando fue vaciado el Espíritu Santo,
the Spirit of God began to take up residence on the inside of humanity.
El Espíritu de Dios tomó residencia dentro del ser humano.
It was the consummation of the sacrifice.
Fue la consumación del sacrificio.
It was the consummating moment of the new covenant.
Fue el momento de consolador.
Something started happening in the church.
Algo empezó a comenzar en la iglesia.
If I could give you a natural analogy, it's like starting a bonfire.
Es como empezar una fogata.
God had positioned all of the wood on the altar.
Dios puso toda la leña en el altar.
He had positioned the church to start something.
Él posicionó la iglesia, la puso
posición. That was going to spread like wildfire.
Que se iba a esparcer como fuego.
Throughout an entire dispensation.
Una dispensación.
He said it's going to be at Jerusalem.
Empezará en Jerusalén.
But it's not going to stay there.
Pero no se va a quedar ahí.
It's going to go from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria.
De Jerusalén a Judea a Samaria.
And in to the uttermost parts of the earth.
Y hasta los últimos rincones del mundo. Aleluya.
They didn't understand what was happening.
No entendían qué estaba pasando.
But God was consummating the new covenant.
Pero Dios estaba puesto el nuevo pacto.
By cloven tongues, like as a fire that set
aleluya
upon each of them.
Aleluya, por lenguas que hablaron cada uno de ellos.
And Peter began to preach to them.
Y Pedro empezó a hablar con ellos, predicarles.
The righteousness of God.
Los salvados de Dios, los dignos.
And he begins to tell them,
y empezó a decirles,
you crucified the Messiah.
Crucificaron al Mesías.
The last dispensation ended in failure.
La última dispensación terminó
because
fallando.
The people of God killed their Messiah.
Porque la gente de Dios mató al Salvador.
But embedded in the failure,
pero allí en la
was a covenantal promise.
Había una promesa.
In the last days, saith God,
en los últimos días, dijo
I
Señor,
will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh.
Derramar en cada
so God wasn't focused on the failure.
Dios no estaba enfocado
but
en
God
el error.
Was focused on the promise.
Dios estaba en la promesa enfocado en
so
el...
Peter stood up.
Y Pedro se paró.
In the midst of them.
Y al lado de
when
ellos,
they began asking the question.
Cuando empezaron a preguntar.
Men and brethren, what shall we do?
Pedro, ¿qué haremos?
Peter said, repent.
Repiéntense.
And be baptized.
Y sean bautizados.
Every one of you in the name of Jesus
cada
Christ.
Cada uno de nosotros en el nombre de Jesús.
For the remission of sins,
para perdón de pecados,
and ye shall
y será,
receive the gift
el don
of the Holy Ghost
del Espíritu Santo.
For this promise,
por esta promesa,
is unto you,
es hacia ustedes,
and
y
is for your children,
para sus hijos,
and
y
it's for your children's children.
Los hijos de sus hijos. Hallelujah.
It's for everyone.
Para todo mundo.
Who is afar off.
Hallelujah.
Even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Todos los que el Señor tenga. Hallelujah.
Anybody thankful for the promise?
¿Alguien cree en la promesa?
Anybody thankful for the message?
¿Alguien está listo para la promesa?
Anybody thankful for the joy?
¿Alguien está agradecido por el gozo?
It's joy unspeakable.
Es un gozo que
and
se puede
full
comparar.
Of glory.
Hallelujah.
And the half
in la casa
has not been told. Praise God. Come on, somebody give him a shout.
Un aplauso al Señor. Aleluya. Aleluya.
Genesis chapter 12,
en Génesis capítulo 12,
God started to remind Abraham about the promise.
Dios empezó a recordarle a Abraham de la promesa.
He begins to tell him what all he's going to do in his life.
A decirle todo lo que va a hacer en su vida.
He tells him to get out of your country.
Y salte de tu nación.
And from your kindred.
Y de tu parentela.
And from your people.
Y de tu gente.
And I want you to begin to travel out into an unknown world.
Y quiero que empieces a caminar a un mundo desconocido.
He said, Abram, I want to do something significant in your life.
Quiero hacer algo significante en tu vida.
Make of you a great nation.
Te voy a hacer una nación grande.
Let me remind you today.
Déjate acuerdo el día de hoy, recuerdo.
That if you're a person of faith.
Que si eres una persona de fe.
Every promise of Abraham is yours today.
Cada promesa de Abraham está vigente el día de hoy.
He said, I want to make of you a great nation.
Haré una nación grande.
And I want to bless you.
Quiero bendecirte.
And I want to make your name great.
Quiero tu nombre grande.
And you're going to be a blessing.
Y serás bendición. Aleluya.
I'm preaching to some people here today.
Estoy preguntando a la gente hoy.
You're hiding in the house.
Estás escondiendo en la casa de Dios.
You say I don't feel blessed.
No me siento bendecido, dice uno.
I don't feel blessed to God.
No me siento bendecido.
Can I tell you I don't care how you feel today?
Pues si no importa cómo te sientes.
You can get up and buy into a promise.
Puedes pararte y comprar esta promesa.
That'll cause the curse to be reversed in your. It's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
For you to have a large place.
Que tengas un lugar grande, amplio.
It's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
For you to walk in the blessing of God.
Que camines en las bendiciones de Dios.
It's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
For you to be the head.
Que seas la cabeza.
And not the tail.
Y no la.
It's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
For you to be the employer.
Que tú seas el
and
patrón.
Not the employee.
Y no el empleado. Hallelujah, I believe it.
He said, "I want to bless everybody on the earth because of you."
Voy a bendecir a todo el mundo en la tierra por causa de ti.
And Abram stood up.
Y Abraham se paró.
And he gathered his family.
Y agarró toda su familia.
Yes, God still does this as a nuclear family.
Una forma nuclear, amén.
God still does this with one man and one woman.
Dios aún sigue con un hombre y una mujer.
With one biological male and one biological woman.
Con un hombre biológico y una mujer biológica. Aleluya.
I don't care what the world thinks about this.
No me importa lo que el mundo piense de esto.
Marriage is God's system.
El matrimonio es el sistema de Dios.
The courthouse doesn't decide that.
No importa lo que diga la corte.
Aleluya. The state house doesn't decide that.
Aleluya.
But Abram gathered his family together.
Y Abraham agarró su familia junto.
And he began to move toward the promise of God.
Y empezó a moverse hacia la promesa de Dios.
He was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran.
Y él era 75 años.
He took his wife.
Llevó su esposa.
And he took his substance.
Y sus sirvientes.
Everything that he had gathered up to that point.
Todo lo que tenía ese tiempo.
All the souls that they had gotten in Haran.
Toda la gente que estaba con él.
And they went to go into the land of Canaan.
A la tierra de Canaán.
And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem.
Y pasó por la tierra hasta
in the plain of Moreh.
Y la, en el plano de Moreh.
And the Canaanite was in the land.
Y el cananita estaba en la tierra.
And the Lord appeared unto Abram.
El Señor se le apareció a Abraham.
And said, unto your seed will I give this land.
Dijo, a tu semilla le daré esta tierra.
And there.
Y ahí.
Everybody say there.
Todo el mundo diga ahí.
He built an altar.
Construyó un altar.
Can I tell you that the first step?
El primer paso
in possessing the promise of God.
Cuando posees la promesa de
is
Dios.
That you have to be willing.
Es que tienes que estar dispuesto.
Build an altar.
Hacer un altar.
I said you have to be willing.
Es que tienes que estar dispuesto.
To build an altar.
Hacer un altar.
Your pastor can't build an altar.
Aleluya.
For you.
El pastor
your
no lo va a hacer.
Your bishop can't build an
el,
altar.
El obispo no lo va a hacer por ti.
But you gotta be willing.
Tienes que estar dispuesto
a hacerlo.
Build an altar
for yourself.
Aleluya.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
It was a place.
Era un lugar.
Where he would fulfill the promises of God.
Donde iba a ser la promesa de Dios cumplida.
There is no actualizing of God's promises.
No hay actualidad la promesa de Dios.
Without an altar of sacrifice.
Sin un altar o sacrificio.
You've got to have an altar in your life.
Tienes que tener un altar en tu vida.
It's at the altar that decisions are made.
En el altar se hacen las decisiones.
It's at an altar that the covenant of God is consummated.
En el altar se consume el sacrificio de Dios.
It's at a place like Joshua told the children of Israel.
Como Josué dijo a los hijos de Israel.
Choose you this day.
Escojan el día de hoy.
Whom you will serve.
¿A quién servirán?
You've got to make a choice here.
Haz una decisión hoy aquí.
That will determine what you do over there.
Que determina qué va a hacer allá.
An altar is a day right here.
El altar es el día de hoy.
Where you make a decision about what you're going to do over there.
Donde vas a decidir qué va a hacer allá. Hallelujah.
You don't wait till the problem comes to decide.
No esperes que el problema venga para decidir.
You don't wait till the cultural pressure comes to make a decision.
Cuando venga la cultura a hacer posición.
But you make a decision while the preacher's preaching.
Pero decide cuando está predicando el pastor.
You make a decision while the word is going forth.
Es una decisión de ir hacia adelante.
You make a decision down at the altar.
Una decisión en el altar el día de hoy. Hallelujah.
Because today represents a choosing moment.
Porque hoy representa un tiempo de decisión.
That will determine how you respond in a future moment.
Que va a determinar cómo yo respondo en el futuro.
You see, there's a Christian church today.
Hay una iglesia cristiana el día de hoy.
A pseudo church.
En comillas,
that will tell you just have one moment in your life of belief.
Que diga simplemente un momento en tu vida.
One moment where you repent.
Un momento para arrepentirte.
One moment where you die to self.
Donde mueres solo.
But Paul said, I die daily.
Pero apóstol dijo, yo muero cada día esta carne.
You need an altar every time the message goes forth.
Amén. Tienes que alterar cada vez que llega el mensaje a ti.
Well, I'm thankful for the five people that believe that.
Well,
I said, you need an altar every time the word of God goes forth.
La palabra de Dios va adelante.
You gotta keep on dying to the flesh.
Tienes que morir a tu carne diariamente.
Because I'm dying here.
Porque estoy muriendo
so that
hoy.
I can be resurrected over there.
Para resucitar
because
mañana
I
allá.
Wanna walk in the blessing of God.
Por el camino de la bendición
I wanna
de
walk
Dios.
In the promise of God.
Quiero caminar la promesa de Dios. Hallelujah.
God's gonna reiterate the promises that he made to him over and over again.
Dios volvió a recordar las promesas una y otra vez que le dio a Abraham.
But in the meantime,
pero mientras,
in between God reiterating the promise,
en medio de la promesa ha sido recordada.
In chapter 14 of Genesis, he goes to war.
Él va a la guerra, capítulo 14 de Génesis.
Because Lot and his family are taken.
Porque su sobrino Lot y su familia fueron tomados.
And so Abram gathers his servants together.
Entonces Abraham agarra a sus siervos.
He takes 318 men who were trained for war.
318 hombres que estaban listos para la guerra.
Because he had been developing his house to actualize.
Porque le estaba preparando su casa.
He had been developing his servants to defend.
Estaban sus sirvientos para defender.
And some things were taken from him.
Y cosas fueron tomadas de él.
That he did not want to lose.
Que él no quería perder.
Now we could debate today the legitimacy of Abram going and fighting for Lot.
Podemos discutir Dios si fue por Lot o no.
But can I just stop and tell you?
Pero puedo parar a decirte.
That there may be some things that you've lost in your life.
Puede haber cosas que perdiste en tu vida.
And you feel like you don't have any control over getting them back.
Y sientes como que no tienes control para volverlas a arrebatarlas.
When you are in alignment with God.
Estás alineado con Dios.
I said when you are in covenant with God.
Estás con Dios, en con
when
Dios,
you have the blood of Jesus applied to your
la sangre
life.
De Jesús que te aplica
everywhere
a ti.
That you go.
Donde quiera que vayas,
God will give you authority and dominion.
Dios te va a dar la victoria, aleluya.
Can I tell you, you need to stop complaining about it.
Deja de quejarte.
If you don't like it, stand up.
Si no te gusta, párate. Hallelujah.
And square your shoulders.
Hallelujah.
And say, I'm going to get it back today.
Voy a agarrarlo para atrás.
I'm going to get it back today.
Voy a agarrarlo el día de
I'm
hoy.
Going to get it back.
Lo voy a retomar este día.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And he begins to have this conversation. God's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
Y empieza a tener la conversación de Dios que va a destruir Sodoma y Gomorra.
And he has a conversation with God.
Y conversa con Dios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
He has a conversation about finding righteous people in the city.
De buscar algún justo en la ciudad.
Because the righteousness of a place,
porque lo justo de un lugar,
will lift up a city,
levanta una ciudad,
but the iniquity of a place,
pero la maldad de la ciudad,
will tear it down,
lo tumba, lo derrumba.
Can I tell you that sometimes if God just finds a righteous person,
algunas veces Dios es justo,
he's willing to spare the city.
Está dispuesto.
Can I tell you that God wants to do a work in your life?
Dios quiere hacer algo en tu vida.
And your job is to be the righteous voice of God. Say, well, yeah, there are more against us than those for us. I feel like everything is stacked against me. Your job today is just to be the righteousness of God. And God will spare a family. God will spare a community. God will spare a city.
Gloria a Dios.
He encounters this man named Melchizedek.
Los encuentros que tuvo Melchizedek.
And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine.
Y él trajo pan y vino.
He brings to him these gifts.
Estos regalos.
In the middle of him navigating this conflict between these two warring factions.
En medio del conflicto de estas guerras que estaba pasando.
He's a man in covenant with God.
Es un hombre que está convive con Dios.
He's a man saved and redeemed.
Está redimido y salvado por Dios.
He's a man in position to inherit the promises of God.
Está en posición de heredar la tierra prometida.
And on his way,
y en su caminar,
he encounters a theophany.
Se encuentra el fiel.
And he, Melchizedek,
y Melchizedek,
was the priest of the Most High God.
El sacerdote del Dios Altísimo.
And he blessed him.
Y lo bendijo.
And said, blessed be Abraham.
Bendecido sea Abraham.
Or blessed be Abram of the Most High God.
Aleluya.
Possessor of heaven and earth.
Poseedor del cielo
y la
tierra.
Blessed be the Most High God.
Y alabado sea el Dios
which
grande.
Hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand.
Que ha liberado tus enemigos a tus manos.
And Abram gave tithes of everything that he had.
Y Abraham dio el diezmo de todo
he gave
lo que tenía.
Him a tithe of everything in his possession.
Todo lo que tenía, le dio diezmo.
There is evidence.
Hay evidencia.
That everything that he took from Haran,
que todo lo que se llevó de Harán,
was included in his possession.
Estaba incluido en su posesión.
But also in his possession,
pero también en su posesión,
is everything that he had gathered.
Todo lo que agarró.
When he was fighting this battle for Sodom and Gomorrah.
Cuando peleó contra Sodoma y Gomorra.
Because he had the increase of the spoils.
Porque le había ganado los.
And so on his way to meet the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah, Melchizedek comes to him and brings him a gift.
Le trae un regalo.
He brings him bread,
pan,
and he brings wine.
Vino.
And I'm just telling you,
y te estoy diciendo,
there's a lot about this encounter
hay mucho de
that we don't know.
Que no sabemos.
But the bread
pero,
and the wine so impacted Abram,
impactaron a Abraham,
that he took the spoils of everything in his possession and he gave a tithe unto Melchizedek. You're standing in a place today where you have had access to the bread and the wine.
Hallelujah.
I'm here to tell you, when you've had a drink of the wine, you're willing to open up your pocketbook.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When you walk into an apostolic church, you don't have to preach about money a whole lot. Because when people have the Holy Ghost, when they hear the bread of the Word of God preached, they begin to open up their pocketbook and say, freely I have received, and freely I give. God is the source,
Dios es el sustento,
of all of my blessings,
de todas mis bendiciones.
Daily,
diariamente,
he loaded me with blessings.
Me llega la abundancia. Aleluya. Aleluya.
Sister Ty, one encounter with Melchizedek.
Hallelujah.
One taste of the wine and one taste of the bread transformed this man Abram.
Cambio
praise
Abraham.
God.
Hallelujah.
And the king of Sodom, Sodom said unto Abram, give me thy persons and take the goods to thyself. Abram's already given him a given a tithe to Melchizedek of all that's in his possession. But then the king of Sodom looks at him and says, you can take the money and you can take the spoils for yourself. My apologies, you're doing a great job. Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
But when you've tasted the wine,
pero cuando bebió el vino,
and you've tasted the bread,
y el pan,
you don't want anything that the world has to offer
no
you.
No quieres nada que el mundo te está dando.
I don't need the blessing of the world.
No necesito lo del mundo.
I don't need the blessing of my peer
group. No necesito la gente.
I don't need the blessing of the political system.
No necesito nada de los políticos.
I've already tasted of
porque
the...
ya he probado el pan y vino de Dios. Aleluya.
I'm drinking of the wine.
Estoy bebiendo del vino.
In the kingdom of the Lord.
Aleluya.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
He said, I don't want your money.
No quiero tu dinero.
He said, I've just encountered something that has transformed my life.
He tomado algo que ha transformado mi vida.
And Abram said unto the king of Sodom,
y le dijo al rey,
I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord,
y levantó mi mano al Señor,
the most high God,
el más altísimo,
the possessor of heaven,
el poseedor de los cielos.
You hear what he's saying?
¿Oyeron lo que dijo?
You hear what he's reiterating?
¿Oyeron lo que está volviendo a decir?
He's saying, I don't know who I just met.
No sé a quién conocí.
I don't know what kind of expression that he was.
No sé qué expresión tiene.
But when he started preaching,
pero cuando empezó a predicar,
I got a word.
Agarré la
and
palabra.
That word said everything
dijo, todo
is going to be all right.
Todo va a estar bien.
He said, I serve the Lord.
Yo sirvo al Señor,
the maker of heaven and earth.
De los cielos.
The one who possesses all things.
El que poseía todas las cosas.
Keep your gift.
Hallelujah.
Because God's going to fight my battle.
Dios peleará por
because
mí.
Because God's going to make a way where there
porque
seems
Dios
to be no way.
Para mí.
I come to tell somebody today,
voy a decirle hoy, el día de
it's
hoy,
gonna be alright.
Va a estar bien.
It's gonna be alright.
Todo va a estar bien.
I've got a promise from my Jesus.
Tengo una promesa de
it's
Jesucristo.
Gonna be alright.
Va a estar bien todo. Aleluya.
A thread.
Hallelujah.
I don't want a shoe latchet.
No quiero nada. Preach it. Hallelujah.
What is he securing?
Unos quieren seguridad.
Well, just keep reading in your Bible.
Siga leyendo su Biblia.
Because the people of God were going to travel through the wilderness.
Porque la gente de Dios va a caminar por el mundo.
And everything down to their shoelace
y todo hasta la correa de sus zapatos
was going to be preserved in a dry place.
Va a ser preservado seco. Aleluya.
He said, I don't want a thread.
No quiero ni un
he said, I don't need your threads to improve my threads.
Aleluya.
I don't... It's not the thread of the world that's binding my garments together.
No es la tela del mundo que
I'm bound up in the faithfulness of God.
Aleluya.
When you taste of the bread
tomas
and you
el pan,
drink from the wine
y tomas el vino,
you begin to open up your pocketbook and you understand
empiezas a abrir tu libro y entiendes,
I'm making a down payment
estoy en un
I'm making an investment on revival
un ajuste en la
I'm
Biblia.
Making an investment in the kingdom of
invertiendo
God
en
I'm telling you
reino
we don't
Dios.
Have to preach I'm not talking about money today
no estoy hablando de
I'm
dinero.
Talking about securing my life
seguridad, mi vida.
In the eternality of God
en la vida eterna de Dios.
I don't want a thread I don't even want the shoelaces that the world is selling.
El mundo me está dando.
I'm not going to take anything that is yours
no voy a tomar
because
nada
I don't
tuyo.
Want in a future generation the systems of this world to look at the kingdom of God and say, I made Abraham rich.
No
he said before
the,
I am so sorry. He said, before this is over, the whole world is going to be filled with the glory of God. And every knee is going to bow. And every tongue is going to confess that he is Lord. I don't don't want anybody else getting the glory.
No quiero que nadie más
for what God is doing in my life.
Por lo que Dios ha hecho en mi vida.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
We don't know that much about Melchizedek.
No sabemos mucho de Melchizedek.
But we know he brought the bread and the wine.
Pero sabemos que trajo el pan y el vino.
We know the wine is a type of the Holy Ghost.
El vino es un
tipo we know that Jesus said, eat this bread.
Jesús dijo, come este
it's
pan.
A type of my body.
Es un tipo del cuerpo de
and
Dios.
Drink this wine. It's a type of my blood.
Y toma este vino simbólico de la sangre de Dios.
Abraham said, I met a man
conocí un hombre
who did not have a beginning.
Que no tuvo comienzo.
And who didn't have an ending.
Que no tiene un final.
I rejected the gift from the king of Sodom because I didn't want the world to get the credit.
Porque no quería crédito al mundo.
But when I met this man
and
he brought the bread
y trajo el pan,
and he brought the wine
y trajo el vino,
I opened up my storehouse
abrí,
and I paid tithes.
Y
I put a deposit down on a mansion on the other side. Anybody have a home
hallelujah.
In glory
hallelujah.
That outshines the sun?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios. Hallelujah.
I put reservations
puse una reservación
at a hotel in heaven.
Un hotel en el cielo.
I bought into a kingdom.
Compré a un reino.
I bought into a city.
Una ciudad.
Which has foundations.
Que tiene la fundación.
Whose builder and maker is God.
Que el arquitecto es Dios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
The Apostle Paul told us about that man Melchizedek.
El Apostle Pablo dijo
in
eso.
Hebrews chapter 7.
En Hebreos 7.
For this Melchizedek, King of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. What he was telling us
is
that first it's righteousness, and then it is peace. Because the kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness. Everybody say righteousness.
Justicia.
Peace.
Paz.
And joy.
Gozo.
In the Holy Ghost.
El Espíritu Santo.
Can I tell you that before?
Que antes. Hallelujah.
Before you ever have joy,
antes que tengas gozo,
you've got to have peace.
Tienes que tener paz.
But before you ever have peace,
antes que tengas paz,
you have to encounter the righteousness of God.
Tienes que llegar con la justicia de Dios primero.
Our culture is crying for peace.
Hay gente que está llorando por paz.
They're going to cry peace, peace, but then sudden destruction.
Van a querer paz, paz, pero vendrá destrucción.
Why is that?
¿Por qué es eso?
Everybody wants peace in their home.
Todo mundo quiere paz en su hogar.
Everybody wants peace in the Middle East.
Quiere paz en el Medio Oriente.
Everybody wants peace in their heart.
Quiere paz en su corazón.
Peace in our mind.
Peace en la mente. Paz en la
but
mente.
Before you ever have peace in your life,
pero antes que tenga paz en tu vida,
you're going to encounter a place called an altar.
Vas a encontrarte en el altar.
Where somebody's going to preach the righteousness of God.
O alguien te va a predicar de Dios.
Before you're ever going to have peace in your life,
antes que tenga paz en tu vida,
there's going to be a message of repentance.
Un mensaje de arrepentimiento.
Paul told the church at Corinth, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, or covetous, or drunk, or revilers, or extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
Oh, fuimos perdidos, pero ahora somos salvos. Fuimos hallados por el Espíritu de Dios. Aleluya.
We're living in a world today.
Vivimos en el mundo el día de hoy.
that wants the peace of mind without the righteousness of God,
sin la justicia de Dios,
and they cannot coexist,
y no pueden estar viviendo juntos,
because the prophecy said that righteousness and peace have come together and kissed each other.
Porque la profecía dice que la justicia y la paz.
There will not be the kiss of God on your life until you encounter the righteousness of God.
Hasta que vengas a la justicia de Dios, habrá paz.
Paul tells us in another place. He said, you should not do those things that are considered unrighteous,
que no son de justicias correctas,
nor should you have pleasure in those that do them.
Ni tengas pasión aquellos que las hacen.
You know why our world is suffering with anxiety and fear?
¿Sabes por qué el mundo sufre ansiedad?
Because there are hours spent on social media and the internet.
Porque pasan horas en la internet, las redes sociales.
Consuming material from people.
Leyendo mensajes
who are unrighteous before God.
Gente que no está justa con Dios, que no son justos.
And people come to church.
La gente viene a la iglesia.
And they wonder why they don't feel anything.
Y se pregunta por qué no siente
when
nada.
When everybody else is getting a blessing.
Mientras cada uno más está siendo bendecido.
I said people come to church.
Gente viene a la iglesia.
And they wonder why the guys on the front row are feeling what they're feeling.
Y ven a los de enfrente.
Why don't I feel joy?
Porque no siento yo gozo.
Why don't I feel peace?
Porque no siento paz.
It's because there's unrighteousness in the life of the believer.
Alleluia.
Because they're eating a bunch of stuff that unrighteous people are putting out.
Gente, alleluia. Alleluia.
You know what you need today?
¿Sabes lo que necesitas el día de hoy?
You need an altar.
Un altar.
I need an altar, Brother Warren.
Yo necesito un altar.
In my life.
En mi vida.
There are people here, you've been living for God for a long time, and you will argue with me that you do not feel blessed today.
Hay gente que tiene años viviendo para Dios,
and
Dios
I'll
no
tell you
bendecido.
That you don't feel blessed.
No tienes bendición hoy.
Because there is unrighteousness in your life.
Algo en tu malo, malo.
If you get the unrighteousness out of your life,
y saca lo pecaminoso de tu vida,
the peace of God,
la paz de Dios,
that passes all understanding,
que tiene todo entendimiento,
will abide in your
aleluya, sobresale todo entendimiento, aleluya.
Sometimes you just gotta go take it.
A veces
sometimes
tomarlo.
You've gotta say, I'm tired of living like this.
Y si estoy cansado
I'm tired
de vivir
of
así.
Feeling like this.
De sentirme
I'm
así.
Tired of being like this.
Estoy cansado de estar así.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Gloria a Dios.
Not the blessing of God.
Hallelujah. The
blessing of God makes us rich.
La bendición de Dios nos hace ricos.
It adds no sorrow with it.
No tiene amargura en él.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And so if I'm in the mully grubs,
estoy el día de Dios.
I've got to start looking in my life and ask myself, where is the unrighteousness?
Where
have I bound myself and put myself in league with something that is causing me to feel these emotions and these thoughts?
Hallelujah.
It's not the will of God today for you to leave this house bound up. It is not the will of God.
No es la voluntad de Dios el día de hoy.
But it's the will of God for you to walk in the promises of God.
Pero camines en las promesas de Dios.
It's the will of God for you to walk in the blessings of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios que camines en tu promesa.
It's the will of God for you to have good measure in your life.
Que tengas buenas cosas en tu vida.
Pressed down.
Hallelujah.
Shaken together.
Hallelujah.
And
yes,
running
fruto.
Over.
Caminando.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Gloria a Dios.
An emptying of self when you've had the wine and the bread.
El pan y el vino.
You begin to say, it's not my will, but it's His will be done in my life.
Pero cosas van a suceder en mi vida.
His purpose be done in my life.
El propósito de él va a estar en
His
mi vida.
Plan unfold in my life.
El plan de él se va a devolar en mi vida.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. Body, soul, spirit.
El cuerpo y el espíritu.
The highest ethical framing in the universe.
El dramático, la ética más formada en el universo.
Were the beatitudes.
Las actitudes.
Preached in Matthew chapter 5.
Mateo versículo 5.
Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. But I say unto you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother Raca shall be in danger of the council, but whosoever shall say thou fool shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if any of you bring a gift to the altar, and there rememberest that your brother hath aught against you, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer your gift. He begins to tell them, he's offering them a higher ethical code. He said, you have heard it said by them of old time, you shall not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And then he begins to tell them, if your right eye offends you, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it's more profitable for you that one of your members should perish, and not that your whole body should be cast into hell. What he's telling them is this.
Lo que está diciendo es esto.
That there's a higher level of righteousness.
Que hay otro nivel de justicia.
That when you receive the Holy Ghost,
cuando recibes el Espíritu Santo,
you're going to have an embedded knowledge that comes from God.
Va a tener una...
That's going to give you the power,
que te va a dar el poder,
not just to win the battle on a natural level,
no nomás para ganar una guerra natural,
but it's going to give you the power,
te va a dar el poder,
to win the battle on a psychological level,
para ganar la batalla psicológicamente,
and on an emotional and spiritual
y emocional
level.
Y espiritualmente también. Hallelujah.
Y'all can go ahead and come.
Pasen, por favor.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
I'm finished.
Hemos terminado.
He said there's a higher level of dominion.
Dijo hay una level más de dominaciones.
He said there's a level of dominion that you can actualize in your life.
Hay un nivel que lo puedes actualizar en tu vida.
That you're not just winning the battle in the physical world.
Que físicamente no me estás ganando la guerra nomás.
But you're actually winning the battle on a psychological and emotional level.
Pero sigues ganando la guerra psicológicamente.
And I know we're living in a culture and society that is plagued with psychological disorder.
Y la cultura de hoy, sociedad, está psicológicamente.
But I'm here to tell you that the old things of the Word of God still work.
Pero las cosas antiguas de la palabra de Dios aún funcionan.
That an old-fashioned prayer meeting still works.
Oraciones antiguas aún funcionan.
That talking in tongues until you get drunk.
Hablar en lenguas
still
aún
works.
Funciona. Hallelujah.
Come on, do I have a witness in the house?
Hay un testigo en la casa de Dios el día de hoy.
That you can put on a garment of praise today.
Te puedes poner para oración.
For the spirit of heaviness.
El espíritu de Dios.
That you can come down to an altar.
Puedes venir al altar.
Let's all stand.
Párate, póngase de pie.
And say, God, I'm tired of living this way.
Yo estoy cansado de vivir así el día de hoy.
I'm tired of living in depression.
Estoy en depresión, Señor.
I'm tired
estoy
of
cansado.
Living in anxiety and fear.
En ansiedad y miedo, Señor.
But I've come today to make a decision.
Pero hoy vine a hacer una decisión.
I've come today to take possession.
Vine hoy a tomar posesión
of every blessing that God has.
De toda bendición que Dios tiene.
I said of every blessing.
Dije de cada bendición.
Of the body.
Hallelujah.
Of the soul.
Hallelujah.
And of the spirit.
El espíritu, el cuerpo, el mente.
Come on, this altar is open right now.
El altar está abierto.
You don't have to wait.
No tiene que esperar.
Why don't you come down to the front?
Venga enfrente.
And say, before I leave today,
y tómela antes de ir
I'm taking authority.
Hallelujah.
I'm taking dominion.
Voy a tomar posesión.
Come on, somebody come.
Alguien venga.
Somebody come.
Alguien venga.
And claim the blessings of God.
Agarra la bendición de Dios.